He could give her pleasure for days on end without stopping, but for him, there would never be peace.
"Damn you, Priapus,"
he snarled, speaking the name of the god who had cursed him to this fate. "I hope Hades is giving you your full due." His anger dulling, he sighed and realized that the Fates and Furies were certainly giving him his. Grace came awake with a strange sense of warmth and security. It was a feeling she hadn't experienced in years. Suddenly she felt a tender kiss against her eyelids, as if someone were brushing lips against her lashes. Warm, strong hands stroked her hair. Julian. She bolted up so quickly that she bumped heads with him. She heard his hiss of pain. Rubbing her forehead, she opened her eyes and saw him giving her a ferocious frown.
"Sorry," she apologized, sitting up. "You startled me."
He opened his mouth and placed the pad of his thumb against his front teeth to check if she'd knocked them loose. Worse, she couldn't miss the flick of his tongue as he tested his teeth with it, the sight of his incredibly white, straight teeth that she would love to have nip her.
"What do you want for breakfast?"
she asked, distracting herself from her thoughts. His gaze shifted to the deep V of her dorm shirt. Following the line of his gaze, she realized that from the way she sat, he could see all the way down to her embarrassingly pink Mickey Mouse underwear. Before she could move, he pulled her across his body and claimed her lips. Grace moaned her pleasure into his mouth as his tongue did the most wicked things to hers. Her head spun at the intense kiss of his warm breath mingling with hers. And to think she'd never liked kissing, she must have been crazy. His arms tightened around her. A thousand flames fanned out over her body, burning her, inciting her, as they pooled into the molten zone between her thighs where she ached for him. His lips left hers, and he trailed his tongue over her skin, searing a path to her throat where he made circles over her collarbone, her earlobe, her neck. The man seemed to know every erogenous zone on a woman's body. And better still, he knew how to use his tongue and hands to massage them all for maximum pleasure. He breathed gently into her ear, sending waves of chills throughout her body, and when he stroked her inner ear with his tongue, she shook all over. Her breasts tingled and swelled and tightened into hard nubs that begged for his kiss.
"Julian,"
she moaned, unable to recognize her voice. Her mind wanted her to tell him to stop, but the words lodged themselves in her throat. There was so much power in his touch, such magic, it left her aching for more. He rolled her over, pressing her back against the mattress. Even through his pajamas she could feel his erection hard and hot against her hip as his hands cupped her buttocks and he breathed raggedly in her ear.
"You must stop,"
she told him at last, her voice sounding weak.
"Stop what?"
he asked. "This." His tongue swirled around and around her ear. Grace hissed in pleasure. Chills shot all over her body like red embers, burning every inch of her. Her breasts swelled even tighter against his chest.